All right.
Test.
I'll look for a motion to open the convening special meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to open the special meeting. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Hearing. We're here. Where are we? Are you?
Do you want me to start? Okay. So we were in a closed session previously discussing matters that are involving personnel, which need to be in a closed session. We're now in an open session, and the purpose of the open session is to discuss matters concerning council members themselves, as well as myself. And there have been numerous allegations made as it relates to council members and myself within Mr. Odom's transcript that we've read of him giving answers to questions posed by Detective Jessica Fredrickson. And so we're here this evening to put those issues to bed and to discuss those in an open meeting. And I can go first if that's okay with you guys. Okay. So I'm accused of apparently making up a letter or something like that with two different letters, just so that Mr. Owens has the benefit of an explanation of that. Absolutely, there's two different letters. Absolutely, I'm aware of the fact that there's two different letters. Absolutely, I brought to the council the two different letters. And so the background on those two different letters, for the benefit of the council and Mr. Odom's, is that when I talked to Janet Hay, I think that was her name, at IPAD, and I sent to her, I sent an email with the first letter that I had drafted. And she read it, and she called me up on the phone, and she said, Kelly, it would be more beneficial for the city if you did not formally submit that letter, and if you would revise the letter to not ask for a formal opinion, but to ask for just an advisory type of opinion so that it would not be a public document out on the IPAD website. So when I came to the meeting the first time, and I had put that in front of the council, you guys voted on that and said, yes, go do that. So I did. I sent it to IPAD, and then she called me and she asked me if I would revise it. So I did, and then I brought that back to the council, and you guys approved to have me do that in revised form. So that's why there's two different letters. It was for the benefit of the city that it be revised. I also talked to Jeremy about that, and we talked about that, I don't know, on the phone a few times. Yeah, as far as that. And I also talked to the League of Minnesota Cities about revising the letter and doing it the way that I did it for the benefit of the city. That's why there's two letters. There's no misfeasance on my part of doing that. That was in the best interest of the city to do that, and I was forthright with the council. I don't appreciate the, your statements, Mr. Odom, to my professional reputation that you set forth to Jessica Fredrickson. I don't appreciate that, nor does my firm. That's all I have.
I'm just help the council refresh their memory as well. If you look at those two letters, they're both dated different dates. They're both have a different reasoning as to why the letters are being done. And the first letter was 6 questions. The second letter was 8 questions. And the 6 questions on the first letter are 6 of the 8 questions on the second letter. There's just 2 additional questions on that second letter. So that's the difference between them. There was no malfeasance on the part of the attorney. There was no duping of the council. They were two different issues taken care of, and they're probably the reason why Councilman Odom thinks that there were two letters served at one time is that when Kelly came back at the second meeting, we had both letters there so we could see what the difference between the two letters were. So that would be why we have two letters.
I don't know if he's, well, what should I say? I don't think that she had to, I don't know if he thought that she was charging the city more money. Is that the way to charge more money or something? If she wouldn't have really had to do this if all this wouldn't have ever happened in the first place. You know, I don't know how much money's been spent so far. Jeremy? Just a rough. And when you make insinuations like that to a firm like that and to a person like that, that takes us all down. We're supposed to be a council here. We're supposed to be working together. And there's not one of us have to answer to Mr. Dick Odoms. That's what really gets me, you know. Oh, well, you never got back to me. I didn't know we had to get back to you. We're supposed to be doing this as a whole. For the city, not for Dick Odoms. I don't know why. You got any answer for that? Why? All this while, for a whole year just about, they said, everything's got to go back to you.
I'm trying to figure out how the city can justify spending $5,000 minimum on legal fees to try and get me criminally charged when there was nothing on my website that was worth even thinking about charging me. And the detective from McLeod County so much has said that, and the Scott County attorney verified that. Yet the city has put me through all these hoops, all this embarrassment, all this unnecessary work, looking up documents and whatnot. For nothing.
Nobody's been trying to put criminal charges against you.
Why do you think I was out there?
We asked for a computer box or whatever the hell it is.
No, this is.
And we never got that back. And then we find out it's a copy, Dick.
Wait a minute. Did it ever get back from McLeod County? Well, okay. I'll answer your question.
Why is it a copy? Why is there a copy?
Because you didn't supply me with a hard drive to put it on, so I had to put it on one of my own.
Why didn't we tell you to just spread it all over the United States?
Because I'm not going to give you my hard drive. It's got all my own personal data on it.
Why did you do that in the first place anyway?
But
why did you take that personal information home or get it?
You don't even know what the personal information is, Steve.
No, I've never seen it. I've never heard it.
No, it's basically the recordings of the city council meetings.
Yeah?
Yeah. Which Jeremy now, I gave you that jump drive.
I think it's the hard drive that.
Yeah. Okay. And the hard drive, I'm going to put this to rest once and for all. I went and met with the FBI back in, I'm thinking January, and I said, the hard drive should not be given to me to bring back to the city because I don't want to be accused of altering the data that's on that hard drive. I want it in the same condition going out of the FBI as it was when I sent it to the FBI on the 17th of February. So I said, here's the person that you want to talk to. Her name is Jessica Fredrickson. Here's her. I gave him one of her business cards, and this was on a Friday I was up there, and I said, call her and make arrangements. He called her and left a voicemail for her because she was gone. Then I talked to her. I think it was on the phone. And I said, did this guy ever get hold of you? And she says, well, he left a voicemail message, but I haven't gotten back to him yet. And I said, well, what the deal is on this, so we can lay this to rest, is I told him to see that you get that hard drive, and I want nothing to do with it because I don't want to be accused of altering anything that's on the hard drive once I pick it up from the FBI.
So I have an update, Mr. Odoms.
Oh, go ahead.
I have spoken to the FBI.
Okay.
Yeah. And they are agreeable to you signing a receipt that you get it back and going down with a council member or representative of the city of Hamburg down to the FBI, at which time they will turn it over to you where you will sign a receipt so that it's been given back to you and you can then immediately over to the city of Hamburg representative.
Well, I guess I didn't know anything. When was that you talked to them?
Last week.
Okay, well, I think I was down there on, I think it was in January. And that was the agreement, is that he was going to give it to Jessica. Have you talked to her now?
She's not going to have anything to do with this. Steve told me on the phone that the arrangement that is acceptable to the FBI is just what I indicated. You will need to go down to the FBI Jessica has nothing to do with this. With the City of Hamburg representative, where you will need to sign a receipt, and then you will then give it to the City of Hamburg. That's the protocol that the FBI
said. And that's why I'm cool with that.
Okay.
So I guess we got to get our motion and put this on.
And a copy. I heard there was a copy. I mean, just giving one up don't mean, okay, you might as well tell. Where's the copy?
This is the copy. It was copied off of my hard drive.
So.
Which no longer exists
because that had to be ground up because it died.
How convenient is that?
I'll just pretend like you didn't make the remark. I will go with Chris. I will go pick that
up. But I'm saying the original one.
Yeah.
There always has to be a record, something signed, why it was destroyed.
And I have that. No, it doesn't have. No.
I'll talk to any computer person, and they have to.
Mystic Lake has a deal for its employees. Every second Wednesday of the month is employee recycling day, and you can bring anything in there and they shred it.
Maybe because they're their own entity there or something?
Probably.
No. But I'm saying, you talk to people in town here who, that's their business. If they have to destroy a hard drive, it has to be recorded.
Well, and that may be it. I don't know. All I know is that that's how the casino works.
That's another
and a lot of people,
little thing that kind of I can see where it gets under his skin.
Whose skin? Steve's?
Because, we're not dealing again with the original. We're getting a copy. So that puts doubt in his mind and probably other ones' minds.
And that's fine. And I anticipated this problem coming up, Dick. And so I have all of the receipts from Best Buy.
Did you have a receipt from that, man?
From who?
From Mystic, wherever you...
No, I don't do that. They don't give out receipts. But I have a receipt, dated and time, stamped and everything, where I brought my computer in, what the problem was it the hard drive was bad. I was going to give it to them to destroy, but I wanted to be sure that it got destroyed. So if there was any data that was on it, that they would, it would be gone. So I took it to Mystic Lake and shredded it.
I don't know why this is almost like.
Well,
I don't know.
Let's go in. Whoever the representative is, let's go with him down there, do it in a timely fashion. Get it done. If you have to make a call.
I'll go with Chris. That's no problem.
I'm coming down. So they know you're coming. Not that.
And right, Kelly
so
and I tried to
set up a time. Steve is actually out of the state at a trial or something like that in 2 weeks. So there is a different person that's handling his files while he's out, and I left a message for that person today to call me back. So Steve's secretary or assistant called me with the name of another FBI agent today, and so I left him a message.
Yeah, but Kelly, I met with, there was two agents I met with when I was down there.
Okay, well, I was given a name of the agent that I was told could get that back to the city. So as soon as he calls me back tomorrow, then I'm assuming he'll call me tomorrow, but then I can call you, Chris.
Perfect. And hopefully we can get this back.
Yep.
Everybody's happy.
Well, Steve, I double-checked that today, and I think it was on the 12th of December that I wrote a letter to the Steve Vitale and said, send that thing back to Jessica, and I just assumed that they would do that.
They won't do that.
No, but I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so then I called her, and she said no, she hadn't got it back. So I think I sent him two more letters before I went up there and talked to her.
That's good. Maybe there's some misunderstanding there with that.
No, there was no misunderstanding.
Yeah,
I mean, they didn't tell. They didn't respond back to me, and say, okay, we sent the letter, or you have to do this.
Yeah.
I sent the two or three letters, and I've got them. I've got copies of them. And so I just, because I didn't hear back from him, I assumed it was taken care of. So at these council meetings, Chris is saying, well, what's the status on the hard drive? I thought it was all taken care of. So, but that is what the status is on it.
Huh.
At last report, he said he was going to take and get hold of Jessica.
And Kelly can make a phone call tomorrow to her FBI, or if he calls and get a hold of Chris, and maybe you guys can go, or the three of us go get it, pick it up. We'll get this thing all put to bed.
Oh, and that's fine.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm happy with that.
No, I mean, that was the end of the conversation, end of last week, until we found out that Steve wasn't going to be in the office. The goal was hopefully to have done it today, but unfortunately with Steve being out of the office and someone taking over his caseload.
Are you alleging that I didn't tell Steve to call Jessica?
No.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't just...
Because I know at previous council meetings there was a lot of suspect comments made about that, you know, this is a bunch of bullshit, excuse me. But that hard drive was mailed by priority mail with a receipt to the FBI on the 17th of...
We never seen any of that. If you would have brought that up here once and showed us that this is what happened, that would have probably taken a lot of that, where is it, away.
But I mean, why can't you believe me?
Let me just say, the FBI doesn't want your hard drive. The FBI has no interest in having any municipal property in its possession. It never has. It never wanted your hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't ask for your hard drive. It's not opening up a case file. There's no case matter. The FBI will not be opening up a case file as it relates to the hard drive, as it relates to the city of Hamburg. I have been told no interest in the city's business. None.
And that's fine.
So there is no matter FBI pending. There's nothing. They don't want anything to do with us.
Good. You're just, the sooner the better.
Yep.
Yep. That'd be great.
But not a Wednesday or Tuesday. Or Saturday or Sunday, they're closed.
Maybe they'll open up for us.
Chris?
My only thing is, with all of this that we've gone on and we've done and where we started 13 months ago, is that hopefully after tonight the craziness will stop, because this whole process that we've gone through the last 13 months had nothing to do with what you put on your website in regards to your First Amendment rights or trying to shut your website down. This all had to do with the fact that once we realized that you had private data, and this would apply to all of us, that we had to get that data back in the city's hands. Also, there was a letter that you were given back in January, end of January, beginning of February time frame, in regards to the fact that Kelly was just informing you that if something were to happen with you from a litigious standpoint of because of what you put on your website, that the city would not be there to indemnify you or to defend you. And that letter was a direct response to when we had the duck issue because of what you put on your website about the ducks and jumping, for lack of a better term, jumping the shark and really moving forward with this whole duck fiasco, which really was not an issue to begin with. And so we were just trying to make sure that you understood where the city stood from your defense standpoint. And then that just snowballed from there to all of these other innuendos and allegations and things like that onto your website. And then, there are certain things that we cannot, as council members, do. We cannot share private data from a closed meeting. We cannot post pictures of city employees. There are just certain things we cannot disseminate to the public, even if we don't intend to do it or not. And as city officials, you know, we've gone through enough training. We had a lot of training leading up to the point where things really started getting out of hand from the league, from Kelly. And if that wasn't enough training, then hopefully, you know, if you need more training or if anybody needs more training, next probably January or February time frame when the newly elected officials' training goes on, you'll be able to attend that. But none of this, again, had anything to do with it, and I'm going to speak from my perspective on this. My questioning and my stance here as a personnel committee member in trying to move the ball forward had nothing to do with any personal agenda for you, had nothing to do with what you put on your website in regard to anything outside of private data. All my questions were to get to the bottom of the truth. I wasn't there in a lot of the conversations you allegedly had, So I have to ask questions of those people that were there, that you claim were there, and if they don't back them up, I can't help you out on that. If you don't have other people that can come up and back you up, I can't help you out. So I'm stuck in a quandary. I'm stuck in the status quo, and unfortunately, I take the middle ground between the two. Now, you can run the way you want to run, that's fine, and others will run the way they want to run. But they're, to that point in time, unless you provide basis for your feelings or allegations, to me, they're baseless in that, and there's nothing that we can do to move forward with the council. And all those things you drudged up in your conversation with Detective Fredrickson, we've dealt with them all already. We've moved forward as a council. You're the only one who's sitting back there not moving forward with the council. Now, there may be disagreements on the council, and that's going to happen even going forward. But unless you have new information on any of that, what good does it do to bring it back up because it's been dealt with?
And through this whole thing, I think there's all of us in this room have learned a lot of things. Number one, Jeremy, he's learned how to control a little bit. He did his course. He did that anger management. He's completed that. I think he's a better man. Myself.
We don't want to talk about this in an open meeting.
Yeah, well, myself, I've learned a lot here. I know that I've controlled mine a little bit better than I usually do. But it was never, ever anything against anybody. It was just, like Chris is just saying, it was always about this, the information. We needed it back. And you know, as for any of the other things, there was never, ever anything. It was just, we needed it back, and we can go on. I mean, main thing here is, as a city council, is the city of Hamburg. We're concerned about that, and that's what this is all about right now. So I think we should.
The only last thing that I ask of Councilman Odom is, I mean, we'll get the data back. It sounds like that's not going to be an issue there.
Yeah.
But I just still, my original question 13 months ago. What was it in that letter that led you to believe that we were trying to curb your First Amendment rights and shut down your website?
I guess I looked at it as it was very demeaning, very insulting, and I took it personally, and it was handled very poorly. It would have been much better for we to get together, you and I, and Steve, sit down and say, maybe even the mayor would be there. Here, you know, we got some concerns, and let's make this clear. This is your website, you're a Hamburg City Council member. We just want you to know that, you know, if something comes up, you're on your own on this. And I would have said, okay, I'm cool with that, I understand that. The mayor should have said then, all right, well then that's over with, let's move on to bigger and better things. That didn't happen. I get a 2-page letter from the city attorney, and I don't know how much he gets an hour, but you know, that costs the city money, and it's got all this negativity in it, whatnot. It pissed me off. Because I didn't like the tone of it. There was such a much better way to handle it, and then we've got this personnel committee that talks about everything from soup to nuts, but they didn't even have the courtesy to come to me and say, here's this issue, can we just talk about it? And see what the parameters are? And, you know, understand now that you're on your own, right? Okay, yeah, okay, man.
That's what the letter said.
Pardon?
That's what the letter said.
Yeah, but the way the letter was written, I didn't appreciate that.
What's specifically in the letter?
I don't have the letter in front of me. I just didn't like the way the whole situation was handled.
Well, it was handled the way it was in consultation with the League of Minnesota Cities, who defends the city of Hamburg and strongly urged the city attorney's office to send that letter to you to protect the citizens of the city of Hamburg, Mr. Odom.
That's fine. It was handled wrong, and it pissed me off. It could have been handled a lot better, and if things... We may not be where we are today if it had been handled better.
So this whole 13 months was because your feelings were hurt. Well, boo-hoo, grow up.
Well, the thing is, I still don't understand what in the letter resulted in your reaction, because the letter doesn't
it was neutral,
doesn't defame
legal
you. It doesn't call you out. It just lets you know in black and white terms that if something were to happen based off your website, that the city's not there to defend you.
And that's all somebody would have had to say.
The three of us, and we did.
That's what the letter said.
The letter was the wrong way to do it. I mean,
that's on council of the League of Minnesota Cities. That's where we went.
I don't think the League of Minnesota Cities was even mentioned in that letter.
No, it's not. But that's who we are.
It said that you were writing that letter on behalf of the Hamburg Personnel Committee, and I thought, I just live down the street, you know. They can come
the
and
letter,
talk to me.
The reason it's done on behalf of the personnel committee is because that's what our role is as the personnel committee.
And I understand that, but why didn't you call me in and talk to me?
We figured the letter would be sufficient enough. And it was advised by the league to Kelly for us to go that route.
Wouldn't it be appropriate to say we're going to talk to you about this, and then we're going to follow it up with a letter confirming what we talked about? Wouldn't that be a more diplomatic and better way to handle it?
No. I
think
sending you the letter was the way,
I respect your wanting to disagree, and that's fine.
I have the league on my side on this one.
But wouldn't it make sense to talk about it and say, okay, now we're going to follow this up with a letter so that everybody understands where we're at, and that makes the league happy, that makes her happy, and
it wouldn't have changed the verbiage on the letter.
I think it would have shortened it down. But
there's only a one-page letter to begin with, anyway.
No,
we get these two-page
letter.
Well, then you're reading a different letter than we sent, because it wasn't 2 pages.
Yeah,
it was three paragraphs.
You had to have documentation.
Are we talking about the letter about the? I'll check.
I'm talking about the letter that was sent.
I may be wrong, and I'll be. I admit that I can be wrong. Jeremy, have you got that letter handy?
You had to have documentation, Dick. That's why. Otherwise, it was a he said, she said.
I understand that. But, I mean, you have to understand, there's diplomatic ways to do things, right?
I know, but...
And there was no diplomacy here.
But we had to do it that way because otherwise you're in a he said, she said situation, You can't...
No, and I don't have a problem with it being followed up with the letter. But, I mean... If I got a problem with you, should I have an attorney write a letter and say, Steve, I don't like you because your weeds are too long? No, you come over and you talk to you and say...
Well, that's between you and me. We're just regular citizens.
How many pages there, Jeremy? Two.
One and a half. One and three quarters.
Two pieces of paper. All right, so it's back to front. Yeah, it'd be 2 pieces of paper.
All four paragraphs. Yeah?
So here.
So go
ahead and read it. And then you tell me
where. And I'll read that, and that's fine. But I mean, what are we going to accomplish by this? We're going to be here until 4 o'clock in the morning.
I just want an answer. How that snowballed to 13 months later, and between attorney fees and meetings leading to $50,000-$60,000.
The first thing is the personnel committee has requested that I send you this correspondence. Why didn't you call me up and talk to me? You know where I live.
Well, that's not the protocol. He's explained it to you several times. This is the way it's supposed to be done.
Protocols go to the personnel committee. You've even said that in numerous meetings.
And either way, if you didn't like it, you could get over it. Your feelings were hurt. So grow up! You're 72 going on 5!
In the personnel committee met.
Mayor, would you find him out of order, please?
Councilman Owens, the personnel committee met, along with the attorney, and on advice of the league, this is what we were told to do.
They're following protocol.
Does anybody understand what I'm saying?
Understand, but I think it's the paper trail. They have to be documented.
Dick, I understand that. But
you keep arguing about it.
You could have made the same rebuttal after if they would have went to you first and the letter would have come up.
Right, because the letter would say, pursuant to our meeting on such and such a date, here's what we agreed upon. What would be wrong with doing that?
You can't have a meeting with these two?
No.
Because that would be a quorum?
Oh, yeah. Well, all right. Then we discuss it like we're doing now. So we discuss it, and we say, okay, you know, with your website, you're on your own. You understand that, right? Yeah, okay, I understand it.
But
Okay, it's a part of the record, and then you send me a follow-up letter saying, pursuant to the decision of the... I know, and so why are we even discussing this?
Because you haven't answered the question I had asked. I mean, like, what in that letter made you feel that we were trying to shut your website down?
We weren't never intended that, never, not once.
We're trying to curb your First Amendment rights.
Just the constant criticism of it. And even after that, when Kelly...
I'm talking up to that point. Up to that point letter. Prior to that letter, the only criticism that was brought to you about your website was when 25 citizens came and squawked about your website talking about the ducks. Not us up here.
That was the first.
Citizens. And that's a direct relation to what those citizens were talking about. It wasn't us talking about your website at that point in time. After that, you're right. It was talking about your website. But that's not what that was about going forward. That was about just to let you know, if you put something again out there where we get a bunch of angry people up here and they feel that you've defamed them in some way, we're not there to defend you, because that's not part of... You're not doing it in your capacity as a councilman.
And I understand that, but I still say it could have been handled much more diplomatically.
Okay, that's your opinion.
He's
looking for an answer. That's all he wants, because that wasn't our objective.
Our objective was just to let you know your rights.
Okay, and that's fine. I didn't approve or appreciate the way it was handled, but I mean, it's over and done with.
Now it's time to get over.
Let's get over it. Right, exactly.
And I think we all could say that about all the allegations you've made.
And that's the thing going forward.
It works both ways.
None of us here, at least that I know of, and correct me, anybody on here that I am, none of us are operating a website, blog, social media, anything like that, where we are lambasting anybody up here, lambasting what's going on at the city, and creating a air of potential negativity, and a potential of cover-up or anything of that nature. What we're doing is, when we have an issue, we bring it here and we talk about it here in the city council meetings, so the public can hear, we can discuss it. None of us, as far as I know, are doing it outside of here and trying to, because we feel our feelings are hurt, that now we have to lash out at other people. And that's in that whole 60 pages, or the 4-hour conversation you had with Detective Fredrickson, you started answering her questions about the data and what was going on. But then you had this whole other agenda, which you alluded to her very early on in your conversation. I have some things I want to bring up.
And
all of those things have been dealt with. So... Again, why bring it up to Detective Fredrickson if we've already dealt with them?
I think I could have a little more respect, too, if you said you didn't agree with the actions or the procedures in place or how the council handled it versus going right to saying covered up. I mean, that just sounds like we're like, if we're doing stuff under the table when we weren't. All this stuff we did, we talked about what we could talk about in an open meeting. And where we had to have a closed meeting, we had a closed meeting. And it was by state statutes that we followed. I mean, we weren't grabbing stuff out of the air and saying, hey, let's do this. We went to our attorney for legal advice.
We went to the league.
And Information Policy Analysis Division of the State of Minnesota.
We checked a lot of avenues.
I could agree with it more if you're like, I don't like how they handle their policies they have in place. Because then that's your opinion versus an allegation. We all read it as allegations. But that's where we're going. That's where I would have a lot of other people's thoughts. But I read it as allegations. Nobody wants to be accused of anything.
No.
Mm-hmm. I just got a couple of things that bother me, because that I'm in the back pocket of people, or I've got people in my back pocket. Kind of false. if you want to talk to any of the owners of the company that I work for, you just ask them once if there's anybody has got anything on their mind, who's going to be the one who's going to talk to them. I don't have anybody in my back pocket, but I respect everybody there. And they respect me. They listen to me. And I listen to them. I know what I got to do, and so be it. And when you come and, you know, accuse me of stuff like that, I don't have anybody in my back pocket here at the council. I can make a motion here, and I can break a tie. You know, and if somebody doesn't like the motion I make, so be it. I'm overruled. You know, that's no biggie. And I don't take that to heart. It's just the way it is. I make mistakes. Everybody else makes mistakes. Or just, you know, I should say, not mistakes, but maybe a bad judgment or a
error in judgment.
You know, so I don't like that in the back pocket. Never was, never will. You know, how many years have you been in town? 6, 8?
God, it seems like an eternity. 9?
Okay, I've been here 40. There are friendships that go back 40 years. You know, so there's more to play than what you think. I've been on council for 12 years before this. We had our little disputes, but you know what? We went home at night and we were done with it. You know, and that's the way it should be. Not some of this. I mean, right now, I'm going to ask you, do you have stuff on your website about me?
Yes.
And I would like to take it off. It's a request of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like you to honor that. And I don't think I'm on the line to ask that.
Okay.
You understand?
I understand.
I would appreciate it. Like I say, I don't view it, but there's a lot of people, I shouldn't say a lot, certain ones that keep me informed just for the sake, so whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't like it. And that's my choice, just like your choice. But I'm saying right now, I don't appreciate it. And I think it's time now that you take it off. Fair enough?
I'm not going to, but I just, fair enough, yeah.
Well, you know.
I talked to my attorney, and.
I don't care about attorneys.
My attorney says a lot of things, and part of that was that I specifically talked to him about, you know, you objected to your picture being on the website. And he said that was at a public meeting. He's a public official, paid with public funds. The website doesn't cost the city anything. There's nothing wrong with having that picture on the website.
Who was here with a gun that had it under crosshairs that could be transferred to your website?
The what?
How did anybody have a gun here to have my picture with me in the crosshairs that would be transferred to your website? You created that.
I did, right.
That's BS.
And I took the picture.
No, that's BS. You know, I really don't want to bow down to your ethics, your methods, but I can't. And I really am thinking, two can play at this game, because, you know, everything is negative. You've patted yourself on the back for I don't know how many pages. You're such a supporter of town. I don't know, do you go to the Lions Bagel? Do you go to the Lions Pancake Deal? Do you attend any function in here? Did you go to the fire department pork chop deal?
Mm-hmm.
Steak deal? Hamburg fish fry? Darn it. You're a public servant here too. We're supposed to be, I think, promoting our organization.
And I would do that, Dick, but the thing is, oh, well, he's had his keys taken away from the city. He's been taken off the notification list for Floyd Security.
Face it,
he can't talk to any of the city employees.
Yeah.
You know, so I've got all these restrictions on me, you know, and so you
I'm
want...
I'm just saying.
You know, and that's
you know,
fine.
You promote, you know, promote the organizations in town here. You know, rather than yourself all the time. You know, what we, you know, if you want to be on, I got the resources I can do it. And I can put my opinions on there just like you. And we'll see where it ends. I'm asking you nice to do it. You seem to. No. So that leaves me with, you know.
One hand washes the other. The city wants to play ball with me?
I'm agreeable. You know what?
And I'm not going to kiss yours either,
you
sir.
No, but what's right is right.
Exactly. What you did is wrong.
What I did is wrong?
Yes.
What, did I have people in my back pocket?
No. What you did is described on my website.
I don't pay attention to your website.
You probably should.
No, I won't.
All right, that's fine.
But I'm saying, take it off.
Councilman Rhodes, are you seriously considering the fact that a citizen of Hamburg solicited other members of Hamburg to run a campaign for other people in Hamburg as malfeasance?
Yeah.
Do you understand how the political process works?
Have you looked up the word malfeasance, the definition?
Yes, I have.
Well, you look it up and you'll see it. It's,
again,
it's very good.
Do you know how the political process works?
It doesn't make any difference. It's my opinion. It's my webpage. That's how I feel. That's why it's on there.
Explain a little bit, because I've got a little bit to say on this deal, too.
Okay. The reason I ask the question in the manner in which I ask it is because, as citizens of the United States, we have the ability, the freedom to associate. As such, we have the ability to get together and work together in conjunction to either elect or not elect an official. And a matter of fact, on March 1st, at Central School District, at the school, at the high school, we have a great opportunity to do that. It's called a caucus.
Maybe we should go together.
I'm going. If you want to go, I'm more than welcome to have more people there. But that's what it is. So when people go out and put yard signs out, they go put billboards out, they go send flyers, they make phone calls.
They build websites?
That's all part of the process. So, again, I have read your story of in the middle of the night people coming to you to help get your support to campaign for candidates.
Not middle
in
of the night, 7:30.
Well, that's how you describe it, is at night, in the middle of the night. Darkest of the night.
7:30 in September, it's dark. Darkest of the night, what's wrong with that?
Anyway, we can argue semantics if you want, but the thing is, the thing is that what Councilman Trebisch and the mayor did when they came to come and knock on your door and ask you for your help for a campaign to send out postcards or other means of getting the word out to who to, you know, to maybe elect for that election, that's part of the process. People who want to get elected or want to elect somebody will go and find other people to help them rally support behind that person. There's nothing wrong in it. They didn't pay you, did they?
No.
They didn't pay others to vote for those who vote who they voted for, right?
They didn't force you to
do something here? Yes, we did meet with him. He offered to make them. He made them. He printed them. He took them to the post office. He did everything.
So,
come on.
And that's how people campaign for candidates.
Well,
that's part of the process.
That's partly true. What?
Okay. Well, what part's not true then?
I'm not going there. Forget that.
Because I didn't pay anything to you.
No, you didn't.
I didn't contribute nothing to postage. Nothing. So
words.
I'm going to say.
Pardon?
We were there, but you offered.
I just offered. Again,
yeah,
I just.
Yeah, well, that. In retrospect. I think I got snookered on that whole deal.
No, you were against the fellow that was on the council because you couldn't muster him.
He wanted to not have Christmas lights or something. I remember that. But and that's right. And go ahead, Chris.
But I'm just thinking. I mean, you say you were snookered, or if you use a different word, I think on your website. But my point is that they came to you to ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, sure, I'll help.
Yeah, I was a new resident in town.
And?
I was.
You couldn't have been that because I haven't been on council that long.
It was 2010. Because it was for the election in 2012, for taking office in 2012.
You took Pinsky's spot, right?
I was, Steve and I were elected in the same one, yes, that Brian ran. But the point of it is that how are you, I guess I'm just confused on the allegations you make on about malfeasance and how these two duped you when all they were doing is soliciting, like anybody else would who's trying to get somebody elected for office, assistance. Now, if they had paid you or they had given you money for your vote, oh yeah, you're right. That you have malfeasance there, but you claim you have said that didn't happen, right?
Now, Chris, you have to look at the definition of malfeasance that's on my website, and look at what took place, and then you interpret that as you wish. I don't think there's too many ways you can misinterpret the words that are on there. I got three different definitions from three different sources. All right. So, you know.
And I'm applying all of them to what you have written out there.
Mm-hmm.
And what those guys did doesn't meet the mustard of doing anything wrong in
to me it does. To me it does.
You offered it for goodness sakes.
But now I find out how it turned out.
Well, what did you think it was going
to
turn
Don't come
out?
To me. Huh?
What did you think it was going to turn out?
Here's a
but
question.
I didn't know that it was, you know, I didn't know the kind of a person that you turned out to be.
Here's the question I have for you.
Go ahead.
You're gonna run for your
but
re-election,
see now,
right?
Steve, I don't. Steve,
what
don't,
kind of a person am I?
Hey, Steve, I don't have any problem doing that for you. In fact, if you want, whenever your term is up, I'll do it again.
What's the matter with Dick? What's the matter with any one of us here? How can you tell what kind of a? I surely ain't gonna do it for you. Look what kind of person you are.
Well, number one, you haven't said I don't like you and I don't respect you. That means a lot.
So, Councilman, so the question I have for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Is that? Okay, you're going to run for re-election this year, right?
Don't know yet.
Okay, well, I'm going to assume on this premise of this conversation that you're going to run for re-election.
Might run for mayor.
So, or mayor, whichever position you decide to run for, you are more than likely going to want to gain support from the community in some manner,
right,
shape, or form.
Correct.
And if you decide to go to another citizen to help with that,
mm-hmm,
because you're an elected official, which is what you're asserting for these two, aren't you essentially doing the same malfeasance?
I would never do that. No. I mean, it cost me $75 to get elected to this city council. That's all it cost. And nobody else was involved. I printed my
I'm
own
I'm not
cards.
Talking about this time around. I'm talking about this re-election.
But
day.
The next time, I mean, the next time around, I would do it the same way. If Joe Citizen came off the street and says, Odoms, I want to help you get reelected to the council. I want you to run for mayor or whatever it is. You know, I want to help you do this. I'd say, no, I'm going to do it on my own. Oh, get him? Good one. No, I don't need anybody's help to do that.
That's not
and
my point.
My point is if
let's say you did say yes.
But I would never say yes, so your point's moot.
I guess maybe it would be moot because you're not going to take it, but it's not moot because of what I'm trying to point out. The point of the fact is because they came and asked you for help,
mm-hmm,
and you said yes,
mm-hmm,
and they were elected officials at the time,
mm-hmm,
that's totally in their purview as a citizen of the United States to do. There's no malfeasance or underhanding or anything like that going on. Now, if they slipped you money or slipped money to other people, you have a case.
Well, if you really believe that, you feel you're an accomplice to the crime?
What? If I do what?
You're an accomplice to the malfeasance?
But I'm not an elected official. I wasn't dead.
Let me see. They were campaigning. They asked for your help. You volunteered your help. And now you regret your decision. That's the facts. So that's malfeasance? Boy, are you messed up, dude.
I mean, that doesn't fit your definition.
Guy's a beauty.
It doesn't fit the definition.
It fits my definition.
You must have your own dictionary.
All right. Well, go on. Dick, you don't know what you're talking about because you haven't read the website. So you've got, you can't make a point.
I've heard enough.
Illegal
you've heard.
Dishonest activity, especially by a public official.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing illegal.
Nothing illegal.
Nothing.
And nothing dishonest if they felt that was right. All the malfeasance.
But that should be a retraction.
There's nothing
illegal for an elected official to campaign for another person that's either re-election or not elected. There's nothing dishonest if they want to help out another campaign. I mean, Keith Ellison just endorsed Bernie Sanders. They're both elected officials. According to your definition, Keith Ellison has now just committed malfeasance.
My perception.
I guess I feel bad for
help,
I feel bad for Representative Ellison.
You need help, huge.
Any other concerns? I'm sure.
Would you like a number of a good psychiatrist? Because I got one.
Thank you, Mayor.
But that's the point on the malfeasance. Is all I wanted to say.
I mean, there's other things that I'm not even going to go into.
Okay.
Because of the fact, it's not worth it. You know, you've got your opinion. I don't care if they read it in Istanbul, Turkey, or whatever. I'm quite sure the people in town here know me well enough that they know. And that's
fine.
I don't believe that.
And that's fine.
You know, you have got a reputation in Cologne that I've talked to people who made me cry at an office.
Who? Name. Give me an example. Give me a name.
Gail, twice you badgered her so bad at her work that the company told you you were never permitted back on their property, and if you did, you would be arrested.
Oh, that's the Klein Bank.
Then I quit.
Oh, yeah.
After they threatened you.
But, Dick, you don't know the full story behind that, so just
cool your jets. But there's been so many.
Right.
You have attorneys that... their name on the backside of a horse, and
that was one of my better ones. No offense.
In my mind, you got a heck of a time getting along with anybody. If it isn't a world of votums that we don't go according to, you bless them.
Well, okay. All right. I can't wait.
I as well with Dick, I take issue. I have never, ever been anyone's pocket, never been manipulated by anyone, and I think for myself very well. My IQ is 157, sir.
Could have fooled me.
Oh, I'd have to lose 30 to get down to you, pal.
Anyway.
Plus the fact that I don't go to your website, I will not go to your website. And I agree with Dick that they too can play that game, but I will not stoop to your level because I find you beneath contempt. So at this point in time, I really don't even want to talk to you unless I have to.
You know, it's hard for me to conduct business here because in the back of my mind, I'm not comfortable dealing with you. No.
Likewise.
You know, so then I've got a duty here, and I think we're doing well. Chris is doing an excellent job of what he has unfortunately got his fingers in. So I'll give him a lot of credit for that.
And you know what, Dick? I'll agree with you on that. Because I think Chris is the most, and Jeremy, because you're not on the council, so don't take offense. But I think Chris is the most level-headed person on this council.
But, you know,
I agree with that. And Chris and I...
You don't answer him.
Pardon?
You don't answer the most level-headed person on the council we've got then, according to you. I mean, come on. It's just...
Okay. Well, did you have anything else, Bob?
Oh, I could go on for days.
Well, no. Kelly's got to get home to her kids.
You gotta get home for Rotary.
Yeah,
that's
the children at this point.
So, unless you got something, Bob, I mean, this is the night we're not, we want to put this down. I mean, some have asked for some things too.
I guess it just amazes me that you could drag out for a month, for a year and a month, that your feelings were hurt. Get over it. Grow up. My feelings get hurt every day.
People lie. You lie to this council every meeting that we're here, and you take Jeremy for a year and a half, stabbing him in the back, and you keep bringing it up, wasting my time? Get over it! Get a life! Get another job! You only work 2 days!
Would you tell him that he could be a little less demeaning? Pardon me?
We have spent a lot of counseling time.
Yeah, because you're feeling for her. Boo-hoo.
Employees' time, and, you know,
employees'
time, you know, all their stuff, meetings, whatever. It's time. And that's on your shoulders. Because you've got pretty much everybody around here that is willing to do that.
Again, it's such a childish reason. You know, because your feelings were hurt, you got to drag this out for months and months and months and cost the city how many tens of thousands of dollars because your feelings were hurt. How ridiculous is that?
Well, you know, that's...
All right, I'm. Like I said, I could go on for days,
know,
but...
Yeah, that's the point.
I guess I'm done.
Anything else, otherwise, I really think it's time to...
Well, I know Councilman Owens wanted to ask a question earlier.
What are you doing calling McLeod County, telling them to get a, asking them to get a search warrant?
Called McLeod County to get a search warrant?
Yeah.
I don't know if we really called McLeod County.
Yeah, you did. It was in the one of those reports that they had.
We discussed about getting the data back.
No, you wanted to get a search warrant.
To get the data back.
No, you wanted to get the search warrant for
to
my,
get the data back.
For my, no, for my computer and for my cell phone.
To get the data back, because you
there's no
you,
data on my cell phone.
You received text messages. You mentioned that before.
Yeah, but they're deleted. I don't hang on to my text messages. No more than you hang on to your emails, like you said.
Again, we just wanted to get the data back.
Yeah, well, you're getting it back. That case hopefully is put to rest. You call who you got to call, make arrangements, and you and I will drive up there. I'll even buy lunch.
Have to double check the mandate on that one, but
what,
I'll
the
take
lunch?
It if we can.
We can't. We can't take Steve along because that'd be a quorum.
Exactly.
That's
oh
all.
Shit! I wanted lunch out of you, Dick.
I also don't believe that that's the only copy of the data. I don't buy this whole convenient story of the hard drive crashing and taking it to Mystic Lake.
But in
to
regards
shred
to
it.
Your question, the only reason that this
and you know what, I don't care whether you believe it or not, because I don't think that you're much of a person if you can't accept what
you're
I say.
You're a liar. You lie all this time.
You know, this is a two-way street between you two.
Yeah. You've been screwing this around for months and months. Can we change positions?
Can Steve sit over here?
No, keep it
okay.
But right. In regards to the search warrant, the search warrant was to get the data back. We just want to make sure we had the data back.
Well, that's not what it said in there.
It's exactly what it said in there.
And to Chris, that was information that was, I wouldn't say so much implanted, but talked to us from the detective from Carver County.
Yep.
So it was from direction of the the detective from Carver County. Mm-hmm. I remember right.
Yep.
Well, because I remember when I was talking to her, she said that, you know, you were calling her out there. And I says, what the hell is he doing calling you?
Well, he's calling to find out the status of the data.
Yeah.
Well, no, this was before the data thing even came up. This was before. This
no, it wasn't. It's always been about
no, but,
the data.
No, but Jeremy, what I'm saying, this is before I went out there and talked to her. So she didn't even, I don't think she even knew anything about the data.
Yes, she did. She talked to us beforehand.
She may have. Okay, now. But anyway, but I thought, I was kind of taken aback when I read in there that, you know, you asked them to get a search warrant to search my computers and my phone.
To get the data back. And when we first met with Detective Nelson, that was the road that he suggested we would go to get the data back. So my question was to follow up with McLeod County was where were we in regards to the search warrant?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't because I wanted search warrant.
And again, I just skimmed at that and it caught my eye and I thought, Chris Lynn, search warrant?
Well, the reason my name's attached to it is because of my role in the process. Nothing to do with me personally. It has to do with my role in the process.
We'll talk on it with the FBI.
As I said, I still think we need one. to search his hard drive or whatever else he's got at home.
The hard drive's
I know we can't get it, but
the hard drive's gone.
I don't believe that for a second.
I know you do.
Way
don't.
Too
And confusing. I really don't care.
Sure you do. You keep bringing it up.
I move we adjourn.
It's like...
Chris, can you do that anything? I don't
have
anything.
Nope. It's like...
Second, to adjourn, all in favor?
Good night, everyone.
Opposed?
I'm glad it was civil tonight. I mean, we didn't agree necessarily on everything, but we were at least civil to each other.